let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Joint problems can really put a crimp in your mobility, making it difficult to carry out, well, even the most basic daily task. Often symptoms of pain and stiffness may be the sign of bone deterioration. But taking steps to eliminate discomfort can go a long way toward protecting your joint health. Our popular guest today, holistic health expert and educator Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., knows a lot about joint health. In fact, she's written countless articles and entire booklet on staying active and pain-free well into our senior years. Today, she will share her secrets on how to heal and maintain healthy joints no matter your age. I'll be taking notes, as I usually do, with Dr. Susan on the program today. Dr. Susan, welcome back. Looking forward to getting your suggestions on today's program.
Thank you. I look forward to this because it's not just older people that have joint pain. Even younger people now who sit all day in front of a computer or doing their gaming, or maybe you've had a really hard workout, or maybe you're moving from one house to another and you're lifting lots of heavy boxes. Everybody of all ages get joint pain. So I thought it would be a good topic to discuss to give people some natural remedies.
And as I mentioned, more information on this, Dr. Susan is an expert in this area. You can find at her websites, SusanSmithJones.com or BooksToUplift.com. Let's start off by talking about the foods we eat. How can these foods really affect our joint health, and do they?
You know what? They absolutely do. And like the rest of the body, the foods you eat each day affect the health of your joints in a big way. Eating foods that support your joint health not only helps to reduce the discomfort that everyone can feel, but also will improve your overall health. So today we'll go through a variety of foods you want to eliminate if you don't want joint pain, and then what to bring into your diet.
Well, let's talk about what causes joint pain in the first place. You ran through some of the causes there just a minute or so ago. What's the actual cause of joint pain?
Well, there are over 100 arthritis-related conditions, and they all involve some form of joint discomfort. But more often than not, Rick, inflammation plays a central role in causing joint discomfort, especially as the body ages. Inflammation develops when the tissues undergo damage as a result of, it could be bacteria, trauma, toxins, or other causes. And then in response to that damage, the surrounding blood vessels release a fluid into the tissues to protect the area. And these conditions cause the swelling and discomfort that comes with joint pain. Now, if your diet is high in acidic foods, and I'm not talking about lemons or grapefruit, but most foods you eat other than fruits and vegetables cause an acidic ash, meaning a lower pH in your body. So when you eat too many, when your diet is mostly everything other than fruits and vegetables, that causes an inflammatory response that weakens the bones, and your joints are susceptible to damage. That's why, you know, I've talked about this before, I always encourage people to drink alkaline water, because if you drink that throughout the day and use it for recipes, it will help. And as your body, we had a whole show once on metabolic acidosis.
Yes.
And acidosis is that condition in which too much acid develops in the body fluids, and that the pH, the blood pH, falls below 7.35. So why is this important? This condition weakens all of the body systems and creates an environment conducive to disease and joint pain. But when you have a neutral body where you maintain your alkaline reserves to prevent that acidic shift within the body, then the environment in your body is not weakened. So we'll go through foods that are more alkaline, which ones are more acid. But check my blog I posted today is all about that alkaline water.
And you'll find that at SusanSmithJones.com. Let's talk about the foods that you should avoid. If you're experiencing joint problems, what are the foods that we really need to stay away from?
All right, so these are foods that cause an acidic shift in your body to the acid side, and it's fast foods, sugary foods, anything made with white sugar, foods made with white flour. Of course, most people know this, sodas. Soda pop is very acidic to the body. In fact, it takes multiple glasses of alkaline water if you have one can of soda pop just to neutralize that acidity. Fried foods like donuts and potato chips and French fries. Trans fats, meats, and dairy products. I know a lot of people are thinking, well, Susan, what is left to eat?
Yeah.
But those are all the foods that cause a tremendous acidic shift in your body, making your body conducive to disease and muscle aches and joint pain.
So we want to stay away from those foods. Let's talk about some of the foods, products that actually support joint health that are good for us.
Okay. So in other words, we want to maintain a more neutral acid-alkaline balance.
Yes.
The magic starts with omega-3 fatty acids. When it comes to an anti-inflammatory agent, omega-3 fatty acids, they always win, hands down. Numerous studies have shown that omega-3s, they're very highly effective at reducing and reversing the progression of conditions involving inflammation, including joint-related problems. So here are some examples. Let's see which ones you eat. Chia seeds, hemp seeds. Now, salmon or fish oil, but salmon is rich in omega-3 fatty acids. Walnuts. Now, it's easy to put walnuts on salads and casseroles, and I put them sometimes in my smoothies or on oatmeal. Again, you want them raw. You don't want them roasted or salted. Flax seeds and flaxseed oil, they're good sources of omega-3 fatty acids, and so are leafy greens. You know, big salads are a good source of omega-3 fatty acids, but especially chia, flax seeds, walnuts, great sources.
With us on the program today is Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. We're talking about the best foods and lifestyle practices for joint health, going through some of the foods that support joint health, omega-3 fatty acids Susan listed. What else is good that we really should have in our diet every day?
Absolutely. I love that you asked that, too. Dark green leafy vegetables and sprouts. You know, I wrote a whole book about how to grow sprouts in your kitchen.
Yes.
Called Kitchen Gardening. But dark leafy green vegetables like kale and spinach or collard greens, they have high amounts of antioxidants, and these are the kind of antioxidants that kill off the invading bacteria and toxins inside the cell, the body's cells and tissues, including the cells and tissues that make up joints. And these leafy greens and also broccoli are rich in an ingredient called sulforaphane, and that's a substance that blocks the enzyme process that triggers joint inflammation. So the leafy greens and the broccoli, these are excellent to add to your diet if you have any inflammation or joint issues.
And again, all this information you'll find at Dr. Susan's website, actually two websites, SusanSmithJones.com and BooksToUplift.com. She's the author of more than 30 books, including Kitchen Gardening, Be the Change, Choose to Thrive, Invest in Yourself with Exercise, two more which cover in much detail the topics we're talking on today's program, The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, and Wired for High-Level Wellness. Let's talk about berries. We always come back to berries being good for just about everything. Are they
good
for supporting joint health as well?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
So blueberries are known as the brain berry. All berries are nutrient-dense foods. They contain a great word to bring up at a boring party called anthocyanins. That's a group of antioxidant compounds that reduce inflammation throughout the body. Anthocyanins, by the way, are what give berries their deep, rich colors. And berries also have another antioxidant ingredient called ellagic acid, and that specifically targets inflammation inside the joints, which will help with reducing joint pain. So make friends with berries.
I have to do that. I got a berry family living down the street, so I should go talk with them and see if they'll do a blueberry pie for me, which will be good for my brain. See, I listen as we're doing the program here. Now, how about some of the foods that are listed as rich in calcium? Are those beneficial?
Well, we always see commercials on TV about cow's milk is great and rich in calcium, but what they don't tell you is that in order to absorb the calcium and the vitamin D, you need to have other balanced mix of minerals like magnesium and potassium, and they're not present in milk. But nuts and dark leafy vegetables and even fruits have a hefty dose of calcium and a good mix of the minerals you need to absorb the calcium. Now, it's also important to get vitamin D in the body. That means sunshine or a supplement of vitamin D, because D3 supports bone and cartilage structure, and that's critical for healthy, strong joints.
What are some of the extras, some of the bonus information that you can give us? I know it's all on your blog and your website, but some extras for joint health, because this really is something, I joke about it at the beginning, but really a lot of people suffer from, most of us suffer from joint problems at one time or another.
Yes. All right. So there, first of all, remember to eliminate the foods that create a more acidic body, and then add in these good foods I'm talking about. And here are some herbs. Often if you go, like I get my herbs usually from Pennherb, PennHerb.com, and often you can find a formula that has all of these I'm about to tell you in it. Ginger is one of the most widely used herbs in the world, but it also eases joint discomfort and invigorates a healthy digestive system. It's the number one best herb for nausea and motion sickness. So it's a spicy, wonderful herb that helps the inflammation response. In other words, it reduces it. Turmeric. In turmeric, there's curcumin or curcumin. You can say it either way. That helps promote joint comfort. That's why I take turmeric every day. You know, every morning I put a big kettle of my alkaline water on the stove. I bring it to a boil, and I put in slices of turmeric root and ginger, and I make my own ginger turmeric tea. And that's how I start my day. But there's hardly any food on planet Earth besides astaxanthin that's better for reducing inflammation than turmeric. White willow bark is a centuries-old effective joint and muscle comfort herb. Here's a funny name. I learned all this from my grandmother, by the way, when I was a teenager. Devil's claw is a traditional African herb that supports joints and muscles, and it helps to maintain healthy uric acid levels. Now, there's comfrey root. Now, I've grown comfrey in my garden for decades. It's derived from the Latin words, which mean to unite with strength. And there are centuries of anecdotal reports that show comfrey promotes healthy tissue repair and soothes your muscles and joints and cartilage discomforts. And here's why. It's got a compound in it called allantoin, and allantoin promotes cell and tissue renewal. So it's no wonder that comfrey is in so many salves you can buy at the health food store, because it's used topically for skin, bones, and joint support. So like I said, I've grown it for decades in my garden, and I often will make a poultice of comfrey root.
Interesting. Now, all of this available, as I say, at Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. A lot of information there. We're talking about the best foods and lifestyle practices for joint health with our guest, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Taking a brief break, we're back with more, much more, so keep those notes handy. We're right back after these messages. Welcome back. You're listening to This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program. Special guest is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., talking about the best foods and lifestyle practices for joint health. You'll find all of the information at Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, bookstouplift.com as well. We're talking about some of the foods, some of the extras that actually support joint health. Continue with that list, Dr. Susan. We've got the list going here. These are the foods that we should actually be using in our diet on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, so I'll just rattle off a few more foods, and then we'll go into some lifestyle choices.
Perfect.
But remember, leafy green vegetables, you could never eat too many of those. You know, the idea is, the whole idea, and this also will help to detox and keep your body cleansed year-round. You want to eat as clean as possible, stay hydrated with lots of filtered and hopefully alkaline water, and then include foods like leafy green vegetables. Now, lemons, you might think, well, wait, lemon is acid to my taste. But when you eat a food and then you digest it, depending on the mineral composition of the food, it's either an acid or alkaline food. Even though lemons are acid to the taste on your tongue, they are absolutely an alkaline food inside your body and very detoxifying. So I make a lemon shot every morning. I take one of my lemons, usually it's a Meyer lemon, and I squeeze it into a little shot glass, and then I put in a tincture, like a liquid extract of cayenne and ginger, and it's like a lemon shot. And I drink it down quickly. Of course, you make faces when you do that.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you can, I know you're salivating right now, and then you follow up with water. I always rinse my mouth out with water because you don't want to leave lemon on your teeth because it will help eat away the enamel. So you just rinse your mouth out with water. So, and other things that help keep your body detoxified and clean and pain-free are green tea and garlic and watercress and broccoli sprouts, cabbage, and all of the beautiful fruits like papaya and mango, pineapple, pear, apples, berries, melons, and especially watermelon. That's rich in an antioxidant. It's the number one antioxidant in the body called glutathione. So you just want to eat these foods, you know, fresh, and Rick, as much raw food as possible. Every time you cook food, you change it, especially vegetables, from more alkaline to acid-forming. But in addition to foods, let's look at our lifestyle. A lot of people will work out. Maybe they go to the gym or they walk, but they say, I don't have any time to stretch. And when you don't stretch, you tighten, even though you might be doing other exercises, you tighten the muscles, the ligaments, the connective tissue, and it's important to move your joints into the full range of motion every day. So you stand up and you do, I'm doing it now, you can't see, circles with your arms and shoulders. You twist at your waist, you bend down, you put your leg up on a table, you know, and you stretch because if you don't do that, you get tighter and tighter. And then one day what happens? You reach down in your fridge or up at a cupboard or getting something off a shelf at the supermarket, and you pull a muscle, you sprain a muscle because you're so tight. So find ways to add stretching into your diet. And let's talk about sleep and saunas and visualization. Sleep is when your body renews, regenerates, revigorates. You have to make getting good sleep non-negotiable in your lifestyle, a good solid 7 to 8 hours a night. You cannot be vibrantly, radiantly healthy without that. So I know a lot of people sacrifice sleep because of the lifestyle, but
yes,
you're going to work better and smarter and be a nicer person to be around if you can get a little extra sleep. And then, you know, I'm a big believer in infrared saunas, different than traditional saunas. They're not so suffocatingly hot, but they get deeper into your body. And saunas are, first of all, just relaxing in the warmth of a sauna. It makes you feel good. It increases circulation to your skin so you look more youthful. You sweat out toxins. That's a great thing. And it really eases pain in joints and muscles. So I know that's a pricey item, but it's something I saved for quite a while. And now for 20 years, I have a personal sauna. And the reason I like that is you sweat out toxins. And I don't want to go sit in a, like my gym sauna where lots of people have been sitting.
Where somebody has sat before you, yes.
Ugh, gross.
Yes, yes.
And I can do it any time, day or night, which is nice. And I've told you before that whenever I have a photo shoot I need to do, then 2 or 3 hours before the photo shoot, I sit in the sauna because no makeup artist could duplicate the nice, healthy glow you get when you take a sauna. So,
and you'll find information on that again on Dr. Susan's website, because that really is an investment. And there's information, a lot that we've covered, like I participated, that Dr. Susan has covered during the course of the program today, you will find on the website. It's interesting. You talk about visualization, prayer, and balanced living. I guess when we think about, you know, our joint health, we're more concerned. We think about diet. There are a lot of other aspects, lifestyle, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I pray every day. That's the hub of the wheel for me. I've got a great faith-filled relationship with God. So that's always important because we're not in this alone. We've got 24/7 guidance. So prayer works, and visualize a goal in your mind's eye. Create that mental movie of the end result of what you want to achieve. Maybe it's a pain-free, healthy, fit, lean, strong body. So see that. And even more than seeing that goal, assume the feelings of the wish fulfilled. If that vision were your current reality, how happy would you be right now? And those happy emotions help to bring that goal to fruition at a faster rate. So every day I visualize one or two or three, usually one main goal for the day, and I see it, and then at the end of my little 2 to 3 minute mental movie visualization, I say, thank you, God, this or something better I now accept for myself, acknowledging I might not always know what's best for me, but God knows.
It's interesting. That sort of sets the tone for you for the day. About a minute left in the program. Let's sort of wrap up your concluding thoughts about keeping joints healthy and pain-free. Wrap it
all
up
right
for us. Tie it together for us.
Yes, tie it all together,
yep,
in a nice bow.
Yes.
Well, first of all, definitely check my website and the blogs I posted today and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. And obviously, it's no surprise that our high-fat, low-fiber, sugar-laden, standard American diet, it does account for much of the inflammation that develops throughout the body. The standard American diet is highly acidic. It wreaks havoc on joint health as well as the health of the whole body. So it's important to emphasize a lot of plant-based foods because that reduces acidity, it increases alkalinity, and the beautiful God-given plant-based foods, they translate into improved overall health. So just remember that every day you're either digging your grave with your knife and fork when you sit down to a meal or a snack, or you're rejuvenating your body with everything you eat. Don't put it off till January 1st. Start today, make changes, and go for 30 days and see how much better you feel and look. You are president and CEO of your body and life. Step up to the plate, take responsibility, and start creating vibrant health.
That's a great visualization as you sit and pick up your knife and fork. So you've got several choices there. Make the correct one is words of advice from Dr. Susan on today's program. Our guest, Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, talking about the best foods and lifestyle practices for joint health. All the information on our website, SusanSmithJones.com, BooksToUplift.com as well. You can only count, of course, by going to our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. As always, informative program. Dr. Susan, thank you for joining us. We'll talk again next month.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.